3 years old through the third grade and would like to go to our junior church program, let me go ahead and dismiss you from the auditorium, and our workers will get you taken care of, and then they'll bring you back up right afterward. Those of you who are in here, Acts chapter 13 this morning. Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传第十三章，使徒行传十三章。几年前的一个故事。Robert 罗伯特 Jeffrey。在多伦多居住。最大的一个报纸，《环球日报》。他在挣扎是不是需要去接受这个报社的工作。他感觉到主在呼召他成为一个传教士，去中国传教，结果他就飞到了中国。当他做这个决定的时候，一个标准石油公司标准石油公司给他了一个工作，让他在中国展开这个公司的工作，给了他很高的工资。他拒绝了，所以这个公司又提高了他的工资。
Dear Mr. Jaffrey dash at any cost exclamation point. It didn't take Mr. Jaffrey very long. He wrote a telegram.
这个公司的 CEO 标准是石油的 CEO 呢，给他发了一封电报说，任何代价都可以。他说你的工资。
There was a man who had an eternal vision.
这个人他有这种勇士的眼光，他把一个非常非常丰厚的工作给辞掉了，而一心一意要去做一位传教士。当我们看我们这些教会的事工的时候，
that is that I've done some foundational studies. We started our year by looking at the existence of God and how God speaks and God acts.
在之前呢，我们讲到了很多话题，就是说神怎样创造了世界，神怎么样立下了这个世界的规则。
Who say, all right, how did this whole missions thing get started? How is it that we've got Chuck Evans and his wife and his family?
我们有时候会想，这个传教的这种工作到底是怎么开展起来的？因为神又不给我们工资。
All of the rest of my aunts and uncles, to my knowledge, on that side of the family are believers.
我的家庭的这个所有的成员呢都是信徒，我们家里有一位叔叔，他不是信徒，但是他在葬礼的时候，他在临死之前，他已经指定我去为他做这个做他这个葬礼的悼词。我们的这些传教人呢，要去世界各地开展他们的事工。
But they're able to take a mission trip, and as they go on that mission trip, they can go over and serve with a missionary for a week, maybe 2 weeks, and do some kind of project. And we always trust that the Lord will use that to open their eyes to the opportunity of missions. And we understand that. So when I get a letter from somebody who's going to the mission field on a short term,
当我收到一封信，别人说他们要去做传教的时候，我会经常极力的鼓励他们。 那么我的这位叔叔呢也想得到这样一封信，我父亲跟我讲，他说我收到了这样一封信，想让我对下一些的亲戚，我亲戚的孩子他们需要一些钱，他说为什么要给他们钱让他们去度假呢？我想的别人给我一些钱让我去一趟巴西。如果你有疑问的话，可以问我们这些传教的人，他们就是说我们这些人有这些资源的时候，有这些时间，有这些钱的时候，他们可以去巴西，把这个时间呢变成一个度假的形式，但是他们去选择去做传教的事工。
Or is it correct that we have opportunities to serve that we'll not have anywhere else? And so, as a church family, I want us to take a step back and preaching on missions is a little bit hard because when missionaries come, they preach on missions and you hear every part of it. So I'm going to ask you to do something with me today that's probably my strength. I want you to study through four verses and then when we finish today, I want you to look at four principles that we'll get from those four verses.So let's go back to this passage. We read it.
我们来看这一段经文。
And then I want to go back through a second time, and I want you to really look in detail at this passage of scripture. So chapter 13 of Acts, beginning in verse 1.
第十三章第一节。在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教士，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面，古利奈人路球与分封之王西律、同雅的马金并扫罗，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工，于是进食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流记，从那里坐船往居比路去。这一段经文呢，我们可以理解为是第一批传教士他们踏上了他们的路程。
You have Jonah taking a reluctant missionary journey. Jesus himself is on a missionary journey of sorts. But this is really what we have as the precursor to the New Testament church missions. Now, so I'm
这个确实是新约里面提到传教工作的一个预表。
But I want you to look at it from the perspective of a pastor.
那我想让你从一个牧师的角度来看这个问题。我想让你从一个教会作为一个家庭这样的角度来看这样的问题。那么我们教会有的时候会牧养这样的支持这样的一些传教士，我们为什么这样做？
I don't have any more cool stories for you. We're going to have to study now, okay? We're going to have to really buckle down and go through this passage and look at it and say, what does this say? Because only in doing that can we come to the conclusions that we come to. So,
我们必须要仔细地研读这一段经文才能够明白这种传教的工作它的深意是什么。
We're going to say, because of these things, we have this. So, we want to get to this.But in order to get there, you're going to have to stay awake. All right? So, I want you to do a block outline for me, and I'm going to do it basically using more New American Standard wording. So, if you have an English Standard Version or something along that line, you'll recognize some of this. If you have the King James, you'll see it. But there will be a few words that I'm going to change in here just for clarity.
下面这一段我们需要这个 King James 的圣经版本。
Conclusions at the end, where we say, okay, here's what we come to. All right, so verse 1.
第一节。
It says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain
在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，那么有五个人。在安提阿的教会中就因为有一个教会。
You have to understand that this is Antioch in Syria. So, let's
picture
it this way. Antioch, Antioch 在叙利亚。
我们看看我们有一个地图。
I don't think we can get to it. This would be Israel over here.
这个是以色列，这就是耶路撒冷，这是耶路撒冷，大概有300英里以北，在大概有14公里，离地中海14公里是安提阿。我们可以叫主教会，在这个教会里面，这个教会呢有几位先知和教师，
and so you're still going to have the gift of prophecy. People often get confused by that, especially in Corinthians. In Corinthians, in the book of Corinthians, you still had the gift of prophecy because you didn't have a completed scripture, New Testament at that point. So that gift was still active. So you had some people who were still prophets. They were prophesying, giving messages legitimately, and the church had to test those. We have the scripture now, and it's easy to test those.But now we have these prophets and teachers, and he lists five of them for us.
这里面列举了五位先知和教师。
In our church, you can look at this list, and let me give you an idea of what we have here. So build this picture in your mind. He says, number one, there's Barnabas.
第一个是巴拿巴。
He is from the island.
他是一位犹太人。
And so here's this Jewish man from the island of Cyprus. He's probably listed first because
他从塞浦路斯岛来。
From the church in Jerusalem to this church. There's a second one called Simeon.
And it's
called Niger. And that's a Latin name. The N-I-G-E-R is Latin.
And his Latin name is
Niger. This guy had some kind of influence in the Roman circles and was involved in those. But the other thing, it probably means
that he was a罗马人的背景。
The black, like the African black, or it would have been some other version of that. But here's a man who has probably a dark complexion.
下面是古利奈和路球，路球可能是一位黑人。
Well, there was a Simon that carried the cross of Christ. Now, it's doubtful that it's the same man since he's 300 miles north, but it could be. It would be interesting, wouldn't it? That if this were the same man who carried the cross of Christ. But here's a Jew from Cyprus.Here's a man who operates in Roman circles, who's dark-skinned. Here's a third man named Lucius of Cyrene. Cyrene is in North Africa. So we don't know him, but possibly a black man.
北非的一位人 Cyrene 是
And there's an interesting note about Menaean here. It says that this is the one who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch. This is the one we would know as Herod Antipas, and he's the one...
马奈呢就是与分封之王希律同养的。希律王，他和希律王一起长大的一个人，他们又他们可能在一个圈子里长大的。一个人变成了基督的信徒，而且一个人变成了基督的敌人。这里面有一些很有背景的人，他们有很多的很强的势力。那么剩下呢就是扫罗。如果今天早上你在主日学的时候，你就会很清晰的了解扫罗。
we think Paul was on the road to Damascus and the light shined down and boom,
understood. 保罗在去大马色的路上，他的眼前突然被亮光，注瞎了。从此他就得救了，成了基督的信徒。
And actually what you realize is that Saul of Tarsus, a very intellectual man, a very zealous man, a man who was really serious about rising in the ranks of his people. This man gets saved, and once he gets saved, we
picture him
getting saved and going and preaching and going to, on the mission field. Actually, that 3 years, for 3 years he was in Arabia. We don't even know what he was doing there.And then it was, again, from 8 to 14 more years. It's kind of hard to figure out the exact chronology in some of
that. Probably totally it would have
been longer than that. He was with Barnabas in some places, and finally, he and Barnabas together went to Antioch, and they spent a year there. They have been there for a full year.
扫罗在安提阿大概生活了有一年左右的时间。扫罗不是一个大学生。那么他在这之前呢，已经为主服侍了有14年之久。他不是一个年轻人。那么你看这个教会里面人呢是形形色色的，他们有不同的背景，有人从西非来的，有从叙利亚来的，有些人还在这个罗马的生活圈子里面去，所以你看到这个教会的人呢是有不同的背景，他们的来源很不一样。我们在我们这个教会也是有中国人，有印度人，还有菲律宾人。那么我们应该包容这样的人，我们的教会应该是这样，有不同的人组成的。那么这是第一节，那么第二节我们看，他们侍奉主进食的时候，圣灵对他们说，当他们父上侍奉主的时候，进食的时候，那么这个教会呢非常活跃，
they've got their kids programs going. They're reaching out to young couples. They're teaching.
他们有成人的项目，也有儿童的项目，他们有外联的项目。
We don't think they had a singular church building, as far as we know. But this church was very active. It was.
我们不知道他们到底有多少建筑，但我们知道他们的施工是非常活跃的。
It's not something that we do. We probably should learn more about that, but.But they spent time fasting. Fasting is not a diet, a new diet program. It's where you.
禁食不是一个减肥的计划。
And it can be all food, or it can be like I could fast from chocolate, I might die. It is.
我可以禁食巧克力，但是这并不会影响我的健康。
Think on the things of God. It reminds you to think on something. So they're fasting. It doesn't say what they're fasting about. They're just fasting probably for God's blessing.
他们进食希望得到神的祝福，那么这有神的圣灵在对他们讲话。圣灵说，我想让你们做一些事情。就像有圣灵对我们这个 Keystone 教会讲话一样。
For the work to which I have called them. Wow. Three times this idea of separate was used when Paul was with Paul in the scripture. God said, I separated you at birth. And he said, I separated you under the gospel. And here he says, I separated you to a work for which I've called you. He looked down into that church in Antioch. Remember, we're looking at this not as a mission.
我把你的出生分别出来，我把你从圣经中分别出来，我把你从你的事工中分别出来。
I want those two people, and I have a job I need them to go do.
那我需要派分派两个人。
Not just to those two people, but he confirmed it in the people who were there, in the group that was with him. So I have something I want you to do. That's pretty significant.
这是一件意义重大的事情。圣灵说，我要分派，我要把他们拣选出来，把他们和其他的人分片，然后分别出来。我要分派巴拿巴和扫罗。当他们进食的时候，他们知道。当他们进食的时候，他们要确保他们得到的信息确实是圣灵给他们的。
Sought the Lord in this. And then it says, they laid their hands on them. Now, we need to understand what that means. How many of you have ever been in a service where they laid hands on somebody for ministry? Okay? There are two kinds of laying on. I'm not talking about, you know, your knee hurts and somebody lays your hands. If you know, somebody lays their hands on my knee, I hope it helps. But, you know, you can't lay hands on somebody and heal them. This is different. This is laying hands on somebody. And most of you said you've been in a service like that.
我们就讲这个按手祷告的时候。
When Pastor Shank was here, we did his ordination. And at the end of his ordination, we had those who were ordained ministers to come up, and they lay hands on him. Well, what does that mean? When you lay hands on somebody,
当你把手放在别人身上的时候，
acknowledging God's direction in their life.
那么它一个显著的意义就是说，这是从神而来的旨意。
Putting a blessing upon them, we're part of you. It's kind of like saying we're joining together in this with an ordination.
我们把手放在别人头上的时候，就是说我们是一体的，我们都是神的肢体。
He's part of us, we're part of him.
我们是你中有我，我中有你。
And in most missionaries, they have an ordination to ministry, and before they leave, they'll have a laying on of hands. Has that happened for you all yet, or is that something in the plan?
就是在
probably in the plan when they go to the field.
传教士在传教之前，一个很常见的仪式。
Part of our ministry, we're joining with them. And so here,
这也是我们的事工，我们和你在一起。
We fasted, we prayed.We're joining with them in ministry. We're showing that by laying on of hands. And then it says they sent them away. They had Paul and Barnabas, and they said, "Okay, guys, go do it."
他们把巴拿巴和扫罗派出去做神的工。
Missionaries as an extension of our staff. My goal would not to be to have a missionary that I wouldn't have on staff here. And it's somebody that we're saying this is.A staff member of a sense. He's not totally responsible to me, but he's part of our ministry. And so we've got people in Malaysia. We prayed for the Burks this morning. We've got people that are doing church planting. We've got people in Canada. We have people in Africa. These are people who are part of our church ministry. We have sent them away with our blessing as part of our ministry. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because I want you to see that the cynic is wrong.This is what the church is supposed to be doing. If we keep going, we come to verse 4, and it says, there's an important phrase here, that's why I have included this, and we'll need it in just a moment. In verse 4, you go into your box and say, okay, so being sent out, now by whom?
他们被圣灵差遣。他们是被谁差遣出去呢？被谁派遣出去的呢？他是被圣灵差遣的。他们就下到西流基，从那里坐船往居比路去。
And as they went, Seleucia is not very far away. I think it's 8 miles or something like that. And then they moved on to Cyprus and they continued their ministry. And what was that?
离安提阿并不远。
They did all of that. They came back to that church and said, "Okay, we're here to give you a report." But here is this explanation for us. When we stop and we really look at it,
有这样一个解释。
Is this something the church is supposed to do? Absolutely.
这是教会应该做的事情吗？那我们从这些经文可以看到，当然了。
How does all of this, well, how do you draw this together and put it into something that I can use? All right, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you four things that I think that you need to take away from this morning.
那么我有四条信息我想和你分享，这应该是今天早上这一些信息的要点。第一，一个健康的教会，教会是由个体的具体的人组成的。
You'll notice this church at Antioch didn't look around and say, okay, we need a witness just over here or here. They were looking at it and saying, we're burdened for people way beyond their area. And for you and me,
那么我们是说让每一个人有这样的负担，他的负担是超出他的生活的这一个小的范围。
And we're burdened for people in Uruguay, and we're burdened for people in South Africa. A healthy church.
一个健康的教会，一个健康的教会有这样的负担，他们的这个负担是超出他们这个生活的小圈子。那这样的教会才会变得健康。第二，那么这些传教人他们是受圣灵的感召，通过这些教会。
Thrilled by what he's seeing, but what a great thing to see God reaching down into a church and saying, you know what, I want, and maybe you'll call your name. I want those two. I want you to go to the mission field. I have something that I want you to do. What a great thing.
比如说教会说，我想让某某人去某一个地方，这是一件令人兴奋的事情。
Down in his church and said, hey, those folks, they're serving me. They're busy.And I have another place I would like to use them.
那么我还有其他的地方，我想派遣人去。
These people were busy in ministry. That church was thriving.
那么这样的教会，他会一直长盛不衰。
I had a lady come and tell me that once, and she came to church three times a year. And I said to her, "No, he hasn't." I said, "He hasn't. He doesn't call people who are not serving him already."He's not going to call you when you're out of the will of God and you're not doing what you're supposed to do. God follows this profile. He says, I want people who are serving me. Get busy serving the Lord. He may have a great job for you. You may come to the place where you say, like Mr. Jaffrey did, you know, a lot of money to be made, but the job's too small. I've got a big job because God's called me to do it. Not only are missionaries called out of the local church,But I want you to understand,
那么像刚开始提到的那个故事，去做一位传教士，这是一个很大的工作，这个工作要比世上任何一个常人的工作都来得伟大。虽然我们做一般的工作，有的时候可能会得到很丰厚的工资回报，但这些事情和圣灵对我们的呼召，去为主侍奉、为主做工比起来的话，这些事情都太微乎其微了。
God's called me to go into ministry.
那么圣灵呼召我去做传教士。
There are days I'd like to trade him for the, but I'm thrilled that God has called this person out of our church.
当我感觉到这样呼召的时候，我简直是惊喜万状。
And then notice the fourth one, and that is, the church is working cooperatively with the Holy Spirit.
那么教会第四点就是教会和圣灵是密切合作的。
Our church gets involved with missionaries, but we're working with people whom the Holy Spirit has called into ministry. And the Holy Spirit.
我们和这样的人和这些被圣灵感召的人密切合作，那么这个教会呢就会无条件的去支持这些人。
God has given us foundational guidelines for understanding missions. He's
here's how
it works. God definitely calls people, and God definitely wants people to go, and God definitely wants the church to be
called.
And we could take a step further. We have to go later in saying the church is going to be financially involved in this.
There are many ways the church is involved in ministry.
There are many
ways the
church is involved in finances, prayer, and helping people, and going on mission trips. There are all kinds of ways.But does God want the church involved in missions? Absolutely. And what you come down to is this guideline. Missions is a biblical concept, and you should be involved. When we take it from the umbrella of the church and say, okay, Keystone Baptist Church ought to be known as a place where we're excited about missionaries. Missionaries come in and we say, that is one of God's chosen people. That is somebody that God's Holy Spirit has said, I want you to go to Brazil.
那么这是圣灵的说，我想让你去巴西，我想让你去欧洲，我想让你成为一位牧师，我想让你成为教会的教师，我想让你成为一位工程师。那么圣灵说，我想让你，他会点名道姓的说你。那么这些就是圣神在呼召的人。我们这是一个很高的荣誉。那么你应该参与进来。
You should be involved not only that way, but you should be involved in praying for our missionaries. You should be involved in giving so that we can be involved as a group.
所以作为一般的这个教会的信徒，我们应该怎么做呢？我们应该做我们分内的事情，我们应该为他们祈祷，我们应该做出我们的奉献。有些人可能会很负面的想，我们是在供养这些人，让他们去度假，让他们去 不恰当的用这些钱。那么这些人不是这样一些人，他们不是说拿着我们的钱去挥霍，去整天坐在沙滩上。那么这对他们来说是一个难得的机会，是我们教会能够参与其中，也是一种荣誉。
Because what I have on the screen is the last thing that I want you to go away with, and that is you should be involved. Now, we could go.
我们让每一个人都应该参与进来。
You should be involved giving. You should be involved praying. You should.
我们可以做的是什么？
Responding with. But you should be.
我们可以去和他们同去。我们应该去奉献。我们应该为他们祷告。我们应该。我们应该和他们有交流。我们下面将会唱一首歌。
Lord, I need to be involved in missions. I trust you'll find me faithful.
求神能看到我这样，我是这样。我是这样的信实。求神能够让我参与到这些传教的事工中来，能够做出我每个人应有的贡献。那么下面来祷告。天父，我们认识到我们看到你为我们定下的这些律，我们知道我们确实应该变得更加信实。你的圣灵会在我们的心里做工，我们的奉献必须要切实的才能够帮你完成地上的事工。我们求你能够呼召我们教会更多的人，让我们更加信实的支持他们，让我们低下头。
What we do is we finish the service is ask you to take what you've heard and make application. Say, Lord, here's what you have taught me today.
啊，主啊，这是你今天教给我们的。我们会有回应。
You need to talk to somebody. Todd and Sherry will be in the back of the auditorium. If you need to talk to somebody, please feel free to do that. But when we stand, will you take the time as we play through this song to pray and say, Lord,
当你在站起来的时候，我想让你在心里默默地说，让我们再站起来。 让我们和神说话。
And as always, if God's dealing with you, please let us know. We'll help you in any way that we can. We're going to be dismissed in prayer in just a moment. Todd, could I ask you to come and dismiss us? And don't forget, we have choir practice at 5 o'clock, then the service at 6 o'clock tonight, and we'll have the presentation from the Evans. So I trust you'll do your best to be back for that this evening. All right, Todd, will you pray for us, please?
主啊，你给了我们这么多，给了我们能力，给了我们财力，啊，求你能够善用我们的这些愿意为您做事工的人。我们感谢你为我们所做的一切，也请你祝福我们今天的聚会。